A 25,000-acre parcel of the Tongass National Forest near Juneau has been set aside as an experimental forest. It's part of a network of more than 80 experimental forests and grasslands across the country. Called Hien Latini, it will be managed by the U.S. Forest Service Pacific Northwest's Research Station and the Alaska region. The experimental forest is accessible by road from Juneau. The effects of climate change on forest-related resources will be a major research focus, according to Sandy Boyce, issues coordinator for the Forest Service in Juneau.
With climate change, there's got to be more cross-agency and organization collaboration because the changes are going to have some significant impacts, particularly here in Alaska where the impacts are predicted to be large, like a 10-degree change in average temperature.
The Rainforest Center is an idea that's been kicked around for years, but was never funded by the university, says UAS Chancellor John Pugh. Under the current concept, UAF and UAS will collaborate with the Forest Service and City on Tongass Forest research and education.
To ensure that we are able to do appropriate research in Alaska's temperate rainforest and to be able to get out information to the K-12 community as well as the university community and to public about that ecosystem and what's going on with it, what are the changes taking place, and of course use some of that research and information for the agencies as well as communities and tribal organizations and so on to make management decisions.
Juneau Mayor Bruce Botello says a coordinating committee representing each agency will be set up later this summer. Eventually, a director will be hired and an office located on the University of Alaska Southeast campus. Botello says Juneau owns greenbelt adjacent to the new experimental forest, so it brings land to the partnership. He says the collaboration presents the capital city with an opportunity.
Anything we can do to enhance the scientific community in Juneau to look at opportunities for collaboration creates a synergy that will benefit us not only for the research itself, but also in terms of bringing, I think, very high-paying jobs and a level of education and skills to the community. And we should be seeing it and seeing the university itself as a major economic driver in the community.
Other agencies are expected to come on board later, including the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.